The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Forget About It Show with celebrity master pizza chef, celebrity pizza guy Nicholas Rubin, and fashion wellness coach Penny Latham, as they share their experiences, their connections, their knowledge, their wisdom about what you do and you don't want to forget about. Welcome to the Forget About It Show.
Hey, everybody, I'm glad you're on the show. This is called the Forget About It Show with Celebrity Pizza Guy and
Fashion Wellness Coach Penny Latham.
And we are at Wah Wah Wah. Woo, woo, woo.
It's hump
Forget
day.
About it. It's
Forget
hump day.
Yeah.
So here we go. We got our news for the start.
Yeah.
We're going to do our news. And we're going to bring on great guests, Mitch Leonard, Danny Margliano, Questo, and Mark Bonadano, all surfers who have surfed everywhere around the world. So let's get our show started.
And we're also talking about where they, how they're, you know, how they're doing nowadays, because, you know, let's face it, surfing is a very physical sport, and, you know, sometimes we just have to move on with things. And we have, you know, one of them has had a tragedy, and we're going to talk with him about how he's come back from being down and out. And
from
how
the tragedy he went through.
Yeah, and how he's successful in his business today. And we're going to get on to our Forget About It Celebrity Pizza Guy Recipe of the Week, which we'll talk with our
guest. And our news of the day.
Yeah. And so anyway, so our news of the day today, we're going to go over some things here because, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on around there. And every time that we talk to someone, they keep saying, when are you going to have franchises? When are you going to have franchises? And so, you know, I was looking up into the franchise world. And, you know, the franchise world is a very, very diverse type of world out there. And there's people that are very successful at it, and there's people that aren't. And, you know, when you invest in it, you want to make sure that you have the right team and components in your equation of how you put it together. And, you know, everybody knows 7-Eleven, and everybody knows Mickey D's and Dunkin' Donuts and Taco Bell and Dairy Queen. I don't know if you guys remember that. But the pizza world is very, very competitive out there. But yet, really, the truth is,
all you have is
Papa John's, and you have Take and Bake and all that kind of stuff. But really what the equation that you're trying to put together, you know, where you are getting a successful group of people and actions and things that you're doing, is you want to make sure that you have your good recruiting the right chefs, recruiting the right people that are coachable, people that are wanting to be the best they can and treat your business like it's theirs. And those are the people that definitely we would move up in our business if we had franchises. But also your marketing. You know, hiring the right marketing people is so important. And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, yes, in my business, in the beauty industry, you know, word of mouth has always been the way we go. But sometimes in the food industry, I think that, you know, word of mouth is really good, but I think that sometimes when you're in the food industry, you do need to get out there and you do need to show your product. And most importantly, like we've done, we've gotten it in the mouths of the public in Hollywood. And, you know, we've managed to see what they like and what they don't like. And it's not always good. You know, some people will like something and maybe the guy next to them doesn't like what that person liked. And so what's really great about Celebrity Pizza Guy is that we put a product out there that is for everybody. And so that's what we're trying to come to the You know, we're trying to come to different recipes and formulations for today's market, not what was then. And yes, Nick's family was very, very successful for 50 years. That has a big effect on why people know that he is such an expert at what he does. But most importantly, we do have a really good thing in the works from legumes and the bean world, you know, where you have the lupin bean and having it become more of a vegan product. And I realize there's people out there that would never want a vegan product. They want the meat product. But I think that the most important thing is that we at least try to accommodate everybody, because there are allergies out there that, you know, people have. And those models at Mario Lopez, they were screaming for vegan pizza. They were screaming for the vegetarian. Some people don't like cheese. But what we're going to be doing is working with this special flour, and we're going to try to formulate and create a recipe that's going to be awesome so that we can – and you know what? I have no better than a awesome chef here that can make just about anything.
Really?
Yeah. And see,
what's his name?
His name is Nick. I'm a celebrity pizza guy. Nick Rubin.
Is that what his name is?
Yeah, that is. And he's going to have
to
change.
Can you say that again?
Can I say that again? Nick Rubin.
Say it again?
The celebrity pizza guy. Yeah. And, you know, and the training that he's going to have to put together for all these people if we're going to do this kind of thing.
I have to train anybody. Yeah. It's called follow me.
Follow me, and I will lead you.
Follow me, and I will lead you to the dough.
To the dough. Hey, I like that. That's a good one. I like that. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring in on our guests.
We got a great show today. We're going to have Mitch Leonard
from Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico.
We got Mark Bonadano from Puerto Rico. We got Questo from Austin, Florida. Dan Questo.
And whoever else that may call in that might surprise
us. But we're going to have a great show. Let's get it rolling.
Yeah, and we're going to go on to commercial, and we'll come back and we'll introduce our guests.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Yeah, we're back, and, you know, we've got some amazing guests today. Yeah, we are. We're back.
All right, so let's see. Who we have on here?
Yeah, who do we have?
Let's do a test right now.
Do we have Fester on?
I'm testing.
Oh, you are. Yeah.
Well, that applause is still on.
I know. That's because they love
it. All right. Questo, are you there?
I am here. What's up, Nick?
Kenny! Hold on. Mark, are you there? Mitch,
are
you
there?
There?
Yeah, I want to talk to Questo. You guys are cool, but I want to talk to Questo.
Well, we get to talk to Questo first.
Hello, Nick.
All right, let's roll. Go,
okay.
Go. You talk.
Go ahead.
No. Let them talk.
Okay.
So
how's it going, Mitch? Where are you at? In Puerto Rico?
I'm in Puerto Rico. I love you.
And this is Nick's
show. Yeah, man, same.
Remember the time I locked you in a box?
Yeah, Alan Hatteras. I remember that.
You ate too many
I really hated you then. I didn't like anyone from Surfer Supply that trip. I wanted to sleep with you.
I love you. I love you so much, buddy.
I think
so
I was
much.
Maybe, what, 12 years old?
12 or 13. We weren't
perfect,
but we had candy in a box.
That was
the best
yesterday.
Ever, but he ate too much sugar.
I got a little out of hand. It still happens.
Keep your voice, Matt.
It still happens.
yeah.
So, what's the word down in Puerto Rico? I guess the surf's pretty flat there all summer, isn't it?
Surf is small down here, but I miss you, pal. I love you, buddy.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Mitch. Yeah, it's been a long time.
There were waves today. Actually, it was test high today in town.
Oh, that's good.
Which all the kids were stoked. Because you're not a kid anymore. You used to be a kid. You're not a kid. I'm not a kid anymore.
All right, here we go. Let's go. Let's
have fun.
We got questions here.
Yeah.
We got Mitch Leonard, and we have Questo. Forget about it. So let's go. All right, Mr. Questo and Mr. Mitch Leonard. Let's hear what you have to say. About surfing and pro surfing.
Well, first let's find
and
out.
About living the life of the surf.
Yeah, well, first of all, Questo, where are you from?
Ocean City, New Jersey. Born and raised up until about high school. And then back and forth, you know, all around the East Coast and up and down the East Coast, Florida, South Carolina, California, Hawaii a little bit. And that's in between that, just traveling. And I've been over here in Florida for the past about 10 years.
Well, that's cool. I lived in Hawaii for about 8 years. I even lived in Florida, too. That's awesome. You're near the ocean. That must be just a tranquil place. So tell us, let me ask you something. So in your travels and how you got started, how did you get into surfing?
It was actually, well, Mitch, you know, Matt Keenan, Matt and I went to school together at St. Augustine's Catholic school, and my 10th birthday.
I went to the same grade school, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Heck yeah. I'm sorry. Heck yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I could tell you went to Catholic school. But my 10th birthday, my mom bought and dad bought a used board off of Matt Keenan, and that's where I started. And the rest is somewhat history.
Wow, that's awesome. So Nick, you were going to ask him a question about the surfing bit and how he was a pro surfer and everything.
So well, how did you become a pro surfer in Ocean City, New Jersey?
How?
Yeah, how did you become a pro surfer?
What
predicted you to be a pro surfer in Ocean City, New Jersey? Why you're living there? And then, hold on. I'm not done yet.
Long questions.
And then I met you, and here I'm in your apartment with surfboards and everything and sponsorships and this and that. And then all of a sudden, bada boom, bada bing. So how did you become who you are?
Yeah, how did you become that pro surfer versus someone just out in the world?
Probably from, Matt being my same age as me, we grew up just being ultra competitive. I think that helped. I think we were both just lucky and blessed to be, I guess, naturally talented. But I would think Dean Randazzo is one of the people that paved the way to competitive surfing at the highest level. At least in my, from my recollection, And, you know, we just, and then there's a couple other guys that were doing it on national level too. And, you know, the surf culture is a lot bigger in New Jersey than most people realize it is. You know, people don't think of it as surfing, but, you know, it just, we've got good waves. It's a different environment, a different kind of vibe than a lot of places, but there's definitely a heritage of old surf culture. And just like what Mitch was saying about the box, that was we were on a team trip with Surfer Supply. There's three really great surf shops in a small area, teams, and we would all travel and go to different competitions and East Coast Championships in Cape Hatteras every year. And we just, a couple of us got the opportunity to be able to take it to the next level and be able to travel around and get paid for it and go to the beach and just work a little bit and get by and have a good life for a while. So,
Did you find, though, that the competition just got, you know, heavier and heavier, and that it things got a little bit more difficult as you went up in the ranks?
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, like anything, when you're doing it professionally, the competition, it gets to be so close together, and there's so many people that are talented. I actually became more of a there's kind of two different types of professional surfers. A little bit more now because there's also big wave riders, but there's competition surfers, and there's some that are free surfers that don't even do contests. They more or less travel and do, you know, photos and videos and get paid for that. You know, I did a little bit of both. I was kind of a choke when it came to our contest. I seemed to choke all the time when I was in a contest for some reason.
Danny?
I did better free surfing. Yeah, Mitch.
How about you, Mitch? Did you choke too when you were competing?
You were freaking awesome. You were darn awesome. Darn awesome, buddy.
That's
I appreciate
good.
That.
Those are good memories.
Interrupting, but darn awesome, Beth. Bud, you're my friend, and you were great. You weren't good, you were great.
I appreciate
that's
that.
Nice.
That's
nice.
That's good coming from, from
you
too. Yeah, Mitch was definitely like another person that him and working like under George's Surf Supply, you know, cultivated the way for so many people too to have opportunity to surf competitions and organize, you know, as an organized sport. You know, him mentoring people too through the through his years has definitely given a lot of people opportunity to take their surfing to the next level. And he knows that through Surf Supply how much him and George have inspired so many people through the years.
Danny, you were awesome.
Which
awesome.
I can't believe George, it's crazy that he's not around anymore.
Kills me, Dad. That's my pop. Your pop was awesome.
I know.
Your mom was awesome. But George is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a guy that definitely made a big impact in our sport.
Yes.
He gave a lot of opportunity. He definitely gave back a lot into our sport to so many people.
Danny, I'm sorry I have to say this, though. We did lock you in a box, and George let us lock you in a box that one year. Too many cookies, too much sugar. Danny was the best surfer from our area, but we had to lock him in a box, man. Too much sugar.
I have a picture
of Danny in the box. He got out, and you know what? He went to the surf contest the next day. Danny, you did. Next day, you went to the surf contest, got through a couple heats. But goddamn, we had to lock you in the box, buddy.
You lucky you had a couple years on me.
I do.
I would have been fighting if I was older.
I would have kicked my tail. You're an awesome young man. And I can still, well,
I appreciate
man,
it.
But you're an awesome man, dude. And I love you, Dad. And you're a great surfer. And I can say other stuff. You were a better surfer than your peers. Because you were. Not about that stuff. That's your world to talk about if you choose to. But you were Ocean City after some other folks. You rock.
Right.
Thanks.
Thanks, fam. So, Nick, what happened to Mark? Did he ever get on the line?
Shampoo, you there? Might not be.
He must be on Puerto Rican time. Although you made it, Mitch. You gotta get this guy to get his act together. Teach him how to use a phone.
Call Shampoo. I'm gonna have my wife call Shampoo right now. Because he would love to talk to you.
I know. I haven't seen him since I was out in Puerto Rico. And that's been about 7 years ago.
I miss you, buddy.
Yeah, man, I miss you too.
So where's Mark Bongano at?
So did he not show? He probably is too busy.
My wife is going to try to call him and get him online, but he's so shy. He's one of those musician guys. You know how they are.
Now, what's Mark doing? Is he still? Is
Mark,
he still shooting?
What are you?
Shampoo.
Is Mark still shooting photos? More music.
He's doing a lot of Danny. He's doing a lot of proper photo stuff, and he's a musician as well. And he's still my dear friend, but you know how those guys are. You're shy. I'm shy, but more shy. But my lady's gonna try to call him. He would love to see
right
you.
Right on. Good.
Hey. Just a question here. So how do you guys know each other? Well, how did you guys meet?
I locked Danny in a box.
Yeah, surfing.
We met,
I guess.
That would be the real question. How did you guys meet Nick?
Oh, good
Nick?
Because
he was the pizza guy from Preps. I guess I met you through Jeff. My friend Jeff Keats, your same age as me, who worked there. Jeff was the best German Irish pizza. Hey Nick, Jeff was the best German Irish pizza loaf that you ever knew.
We were just talking.
That's right, right? Am I right about that?
Yes, you are.
He's the German Irish pizza loaf.
The German Irish pizza man.
Did Jeffrey spin pieces for you?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Gosh. I love you even more, Nick.
I taught him how to make pizzas when he was 10 years old.
Yeah, he's still down. He's at Pacini's.
He's at Pacini's Pizza right now, making the pizzas. And actually, I tried to have him on the radio show today. But
that would have been funny.
And I was come on, bro, get on the radio show.
Yeah, you're going to have to get him on there, you know, talk about the wood fire pizza.
There you go. That's what I wanted to do. And
that's
I said,
totally different stuff.
Get him the show. He goes, oh, I'm busy right now.
So, Nick,
but his,
may I say?
Go for it.
Go ahead,
yeah.
Danny.
So, go ahead. What were you going to say, Nick?
Go ahead. No, what are they going to say?
Questo.
Come on, speak.
He's talking to Shampoo right now.
I can't hear you, bitch. And you guys got to pardon me. I'm in the car right now, and I'm actually driving. I'm driving. I got 2 8-year-old girls in the back chatting away.
That's awesome. That's
and
great.
And we just got back. Like I was telling you earlier, we're on our way back from Dave and Buster's playing some, eating some food and playing some video games. And, well, yeah, so you guys know, and y'all know how I got injured about five years ago. I run a break in my neck.
Wow.
Nick?
And,
Nick, can you interrupt for a second?
And how did that happen?
Can you guys hear me?
We were at, yeah, we can hear you.
Shampoo's on the phone with my wife.
Where's Mark?
But he's having trouble connecting. So,
tell him to get his glasses. He needs his glasses so he can see the buttons.
Come on, man. Hello, hello.
I'm here.
Let me,
hello.
Say hi, buddy.
Oh, hello.
My wife.
Mark Bonadonna.
Yes.
Are you there?
Hey.
Yes, I'm here.
He's on.
All right. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey,
he's
what
on
are you
the
doing,
line, Mark Bonadonna?
What's up, legend?
Let's roll.
Nick.
Okay.
You guys are the legends, man.
Look at you, Mark showing up. Mark showing up fashionably late on the phone here on the interview,
Mark. Where's Mitch Leonard at? Wait a minute. Where's Mitch Leonard at?
Oh, yeah, baby.
I want to hear Mitch Leonard, Mark Bonadonna. I want to hear everybody that's involved in this radio show.
Mark, what happened to you? Were you taking a nap or something?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I was on the phone. I couldn't connect. I don't know what happened.
Oh, jeez. How you been,
but
my
I'm
man?
Here. Pretty good. How about yourself? You sound great,
having
man.
Great. Life couldn't be any better.
Nice. Sickness.
Awesome. Thing is good.
So
everything is good.
It's another guy's rolling here. We got questions. I want Mark Bonadonna, and I want Mitch Leonard. And where's Mitch Leonard right now?
Mark Bonadonna on this line right now.
Yes. Hi, Mitchell.
I'm talking to Robin.
Oh my God! It sounds like we're in the third world. Yo, is this EP?
Phone home.
Yeah, phone home. I watched that last night. I was thinking about that actually while I was watching it. I was like, hey, this is gonna happen tomorrow when I have a radio show with 3D.
Crystal, you were telling us about what happened.
He's not there.
He's not there anyway.
Oh no.
Crystal, yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So,
I'm here.
So you were telling us, Crystal. We're gonna, you know what? If Nick thinks this is old home, so I'm gonna kind of ask some questions here. So you were telling us about what happened to you. So tell us a little bit about that, and then tell us about, you know, how you got where you're at today.
Hear story.
Yeah. Well, so like about a little over five years ago, I was out on my boat with some friends and my family. My stepson and wife and daughter and a couple of friends from the fire department. And we're all just cruising around during the day, and we're parked at this common boating place where people pull up and kind of camp out, barbecue and swim. And everyone was jumping off the tower, the tuna tower of this 36-foot yellowfin center console boat. And, you know, I went up, and I didn't want to jump, so I decided to dive. And I thought the water was a little deeper, and I don't know how. Well, what a freak accident. You know, I hit shallow water, and I hit the bottom, which is just so bizarre because, you know, it was maybe 12 feet, like a 12-foot jump.
Wow.
And, you know, I fell on waves that were nearly twice the size, and I've surfed all over, and I've hit the bottom so many times. So to jump off a boat and do that was just, you know, a shocker. But yeah, it happens, and it was pretty rough in the beginning, but you know, you get through it and come out of things with a different outlook and prosper and push through it. And yeah, it's turned out that my life now is a lot different, but I think better than it's ever been.
That's awesome.
And
that's really good. Well, you have a lot of people obviously that love you.
Yeah, without that support in the beginning, I don't think I would have really made it. The beginning was the hardest part because I would get my house modified, and just financially the medical stuff was astronomical. So New Jersey crew came through with two fundraisers for me, and all my firefighters back here came through just giant as well in my community back here where I live. So, you know, got me back on my feet, and I've been selling real estate full-time for 4 years.
That's
and
amazing.
As I told you guys, just started a company, an SEO, internet marketing company, just about 6 months ago. So
wow.
I stay busy.
That's fantastic. That's really
well,
good.
Little,
yeah. I'm sure that...
And, you know, I will have this. So the craziest thing is I'm paralyzed from the chest down. I can't really move my right arm much. My left arm's limited. And I'm driving the car right now.
And you're acting on the phone.
And I'm on the phone. Yeah, that's I now I do have Bluetooth. But, yeah, I drive the entire car with a joystick. It freaks people out. It's really weird because I drive it with a joystick like I'm playing a video game, and I'm gonna have to stop in a couple minutes. And I'm probably gonna have to get off because I have to drop my daughter off with her mom. We're on our way to meet at the grocery store parking lot in between us. That's where we're headed to. Yeah. She's I've got joint custody. I have her 50-50. You know, I have her like 4 days a week, and I'm with her mom for 3 days.
Wow.
Well, Questo, I want to say this to you. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
I am proud of you for what you went through, and I'm disappointed in what you went through. And I'm sorry for what you went through because you are the man.
There's nothing to be sorry for. That.
Hold on. I love you like a man, but I'm not a woman.
That's right. Pretty deep stuff there, Nick.
I love you like a man, but I'm not a woman. But for what you have been through, and what you've gone through, and what you have pulled through to be where you are.
What an example
you
are, that is for sure.
Who you are, or what you are today.
Absolutely.
I am proud of you.
Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate it. I can tell you that most of it's not me. It's friends, family, and God is what has brought me
that's,
to.
That's what leads you through the peace of justice.
Yeah.
And that's the whole package. Yeah, and luckily, probably more so than ever in my life, you know, I have friends, family, and God. That those three things strong in my life more now than I ever have. So there's nothing to be sorry about my injury. My injury actually brought out the most important things to me in life. And I am true. Yeah, sometimes it sucks, and sometimes I get down a little bit, but, I mean, everyone gets down and bummed out about their situation no matter what it is. So it's not really, people say that, sorry, oh, I feel so bad, but It's quite the opposite.
Well, that's good. That's really good. That's a great.
Yeah.
All right, Questo, here we go. Here's an I'm on rock and roll story. When you
what
became
you got?
A pro, hold on. This is the rock and roll story.
Okay, so.
When you hold on, you ready? When you were the rock and roll, when you were the rock and roll pro surfer, and you were sitting in your home in Ocean City, New Jersey, and you were going out doing contests, and you were doing your game of that professional surfer, Questo. How did it feel?
How did it feel? I probably didn't appreciate it like I should, but it was, I appreciate it more in hindsight. It's like always, you don't know what you have until you don't have it. But,
there you go.
But, I've got some of the best memories, though, you know, you could ever ask for. I definitely lived a charmed life for quite a while. And, I'm just grateful for really what I had. It was great. I mean, how can it be? Traveling around and meeting friends and hooking up with girls and having a good time and life's good.
Show, Danny.
Good.
I miss you, buddy. I can't wait to hug you again.
When was the last time you all saw each other?
Yeah, I know, really.
Hold on. Who was just talking?
and guys, I'd like to hear you got some. Let some other that Mark and Mitch talk too, because I'm gonna have to bounce off this call in about 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah,
that's why we wanted you to talk first. But when was the last time you got to see
Mitch
and Mark?
I want
to
hear
and
Mitch. Where's Mitch? Where's everyone else?
They're in the background.
Hey Mark, you hear me?
I'm here.
Mark,
I'm listening.
Yeah.
They're all on listening.
All right, let's go.
Yeah. Mark, I guess.
Again, buddy.
Yeah, man. Mark, last time I saw you, Mark, was in Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're ding-dongs down here. But if you come down here and you eat too many chocolate chip cookies, we have to lock you in the box, buddy. I love you.
Mitch loves that box, doesn't he?
Danny, you're mission to all of us. You're amazing, and I love you, buddy. I remember when you were a kid, and you're just an amazing human being.
Hey, what happened on that Earth again?
Let's do it.
So Nick was wanting to know, so what were you going to say to the other guys? Well, you were going to bring them into this whole thing?
Let's get it all together.
So what else do we need
to
do?
All right, since Questo's leading the show, let's have Mitch and Bonadonna on the show. And let's hear what
they're say goodbye there. Let me say bye to y'all. I guess I am pulling in right now. Hey, I'm gonna hit y'all up. Yeah, go ahead.
I love you,
Danny. Come
on, can't wait to see you again. When I go to Florida, which I don't like Florida, but I want to come hug you and give you stuff. I can't say bad words, but the SH word. But I love you, buddy. And thanks for being part of my life.
Same here. I appreciate what you've done. And Mark, if you're there. Man, I miss you too. And I've got a bounce, so I appreciate you guys having me on the show.
So good to hear your voice, Danny.
Well, we're glad
all
that
right,
you
guys.
Got a chance to come on, and we're so proud of you, and I think it's amazing what you do and your life and your lifestyle. It sounds like you're very happy. And, you know, we're happy for you that you're finding happiness and, you know, and everything that you've had to go through. And I'm sure that everybody's going to want to everybody's going to see you one of these days. I'm sure the guys are going to come back to the mainland, you know, from Puerto Rico, and they'll be able to see you. And one of these times we'll be able to come to Florida and meet you face to face, and Nick will get a chance to see you again.
That'd be a good thing. And yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks again for having me on. And I don't do anything special to do that. Yeah, man.
We're radio stars now.
Yeah,
I know.
At least we have.
I know
radio
it.
Stars, Dick, Pizza Guy, and Penny. We're up.
Yeah.
We're in the. We finally made it.
Finally made it.
All right. Who is that gentleman talking right now?
Hey,
I love you, buddy.
See you guys. See you guys
okay,
tonight.
Okay, take care, Danny. You take care.
All right. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
See you, pal. One of the greatest men in the world, from our world. I'm sorry, Penny, for interrupting, but what a great – Danny is a great man and a great surfer, and he's come through so many things. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, he had quite a career, and it sounds like he, you know, the tragedy of getting through his physical ailments and getting where he's at now, and it is true. You know, God is really what brings us through this, but also having people that are willing to work with you to help you to rehabilitate, and that sounds like that's what he's done, and that his family really loves him, and that's good, because without that, he won't go anywhere. So Nick was
going to
ask you.
What?
Mitch?
Okay, Mitch, are you there?
Yeah, he's there. Okay,
so. Listen.
But Danny's so awesome. A great
hold
movie.
On. Oh, my God. All right, listen. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. That was a great story by Danny Quest.
He's an amazing man. I want to say a young man, I want to say a kid.
Wow.
He's a man, and it's amazing.
That's why it's called the Forget About It Show.
That is. It's the Forget About It
Show. You forget
about
it and move on and go on to the next
show. So both of you are on, right?
So you can hear me.
I'm on.
All right.
Good.
I hear Nick.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Let's roll.
So,
all right, so we have Mitch Leonard, Surfer Supplies.
Not even close to Danny's story, but I'm here.
Yeah, about it.
We all have
Danny's
our
awesome.
Story, right?
Yeah, we're moving on to the second story now.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
In minutes, so
you poor kid, you.
Mark Bonadonna better be on here. Are you there, Mark? He probably hung up.
He probably hung up.
The
yeah.
wife will.
But anyway,
all right, so hold on. I'm going to do my thing with you right now.
You need Bonadonna on this show. I'm going to have my lady call him.
Yeah, he's
from herself.
Yeah.
I don't matter. I'm just a guy. I was just there. It's
all
right. Good.
Well, anyway, he was on there before when we started, and then I guess he got tired. So anyway, Mitch, here we go. We have Mitch Leonard, okay, from Ocean City, New Jersey, who has been a surfer, worked at Surfer Supply since he was 16, 17 years old, and competed into 200 competitions of surfing contests throughout the world. So, Mitch, what is your best, how can I say this? What is
experience surfing or what?
Yeah,
you
got yeah, you know, your best
what
story.
Is the best experience surfing that you did when you surfed? And that's your wife behind there.
Yeah, I can hear her.
Oh, she's yelling. Yeah, my wife is yelling in the back. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
Maria,
so,
can you call a shampoo? Get him on the line. No, the wife says it's not good radio for them to talk about.
This is like third world country.
Is that true?
Yeah. So tell us what your story is about your surfing. What was your best experience?
No. How did you start?
Yeah.
To where you are today.
Who has? What's the question?
The question is, how, I know, isn't that funny?
Oh,
isn't that amazing how he does that? He does that to me all the time. Anyway,
So,
it's a miraculous thing we're here. Anyways, but when you started out, how did you get started? And obviously you love the ocean, and there's nothing like being on the ocean all the time.
Born on the ocean.
Yeah, well, that's regardless.
And I worked in that surf business, which is wonderful, when I was young. I was lucky. I had a mentor. I was lucky enough to be a good surfer. And then that's what I did. I didn't make pizzas. I rode waves. I mean, that's pretty. Life is life and love is love. We do what we do. But it was serious stuff. It was life. Life changing. For me, it was surfing. It's all good.
Right.
Give it to
them.
Give them good radio.
No. My wife says, give them good radio. Yeah. I surfed all around the world. I competed all around that stuff.
What kind of places did you go?
But it's about love. It's about helping kids. Bottom line, it's helping kids. I sound like a bad priest, but no. It's about helping kids grow up. And that's just me. Air silence.
Let me ask you something. So when you were traveling and surfing all these different waters and whatnot, obviously that, you know, you're in that mental mode that, you know, you're in the ocean and that's your lifestyle and everything. So what brought you out of being, you know, a competitive surfer? What made you realize that you needed to change and do what you're doing now?
Your restaurant.
Yeah. What made you get to the point where you wanted to be a restaurant surf?
I got a bit older and I like food. Surfing is the best thing in my life. But I got into food. I mean, honest. I'm sorry. I mean, it's terrible. It's really not terrible. It's wonderful. It's super wonderful. I got out of the surfing industry and love food. I'd like to make folks happy. I'm not a hero by any means, but food is fun and surfing is great.
So what kind of food,
Patty?
What kind of restaurant do you have? I mean, what is your restaurant about?
All right. When I moved down here 15 years ago, I had a high-end restaurant, blah, blah, blah. Super great food. Now I have a glorified sub shop. I make cheesesteaks. My meat comes from Philadelphia. Blah, blah, blah. But it's fun. I make folks happy. And that's kind of what life is about, I think.
That's fantastic.
Don't make pizza.
You found your little niche.
I don't make pizza.
You don't make pizza, yeah. Well, you know, one of these times we'll have to have Nick come and make some pizzas.
Well, that'd be awesome. That'd be great, actually. But we all know our gifts.
Can you hear me?
I can surf well. I can make good food, but not a pizza guy. I'm not the – I can't make pizza.
You made me a pizza steak.
But I can't wait to eat a good pizza again.
So what do you remember about Nick in the pizza world?
Are
you
serious?
Mitch,
is that a loaded question?
Do you hear this, Mitch? Oh, forget about it.
Very loaded, Penny. You know that, but no, I'll say what I can say. I used to go to the boardwalk. Only a couple years, he spun that stuff. That was important back in the day. I don't even know if kids do that anymore. He spun pizza. I knew Nick other times, but the best pizza ever and fun. And he was kind. And he was only a couple years older than me. They were a couple years older than me. They were crazy kids, but he made great pizza and a great man. That's what I have to say about that.
Now, do you have a large family or is it just you?
Well, I have my wife, who I love.
Well, no, I mean, when you were growing up in Ocean City, you know, when you were around the boardwalk and stuff.
I was a typical small town guy. I was on my own since I was 14. I had nothing.
No, I had nothing.
I had nothing growing up. But
I had the boardwalk. I had Krep's Pizza. That's honest. I'm not promoting Nick. It's honest.
But they've since reunited.
But we reunited recently.
Reunited. There you go. Yeah. Say that five times.
We're reunited.
Yeah. So, well, but that's good.
Maria's talking. She didn't want to talk on the radio. Now she's talking.
Okay, Maria. Maria, tell us about yourself.
I don't like talking about myself. But I'll talk about Mitch.
Talk about Mitch. So, Maria, where are you from?
I'm from Seattle.
From Seattle? You're from this side of the country. Wow, that's awesome. So how did you meet Mitch?
I met Mitch here in Puerto Rico 10 days after I moved here.
Wow. And what brought you to Puerto Rico?
I'm sorry?
What brought you to Puerto Rico?
It's a long story, but I'll make it short for you. I had a friend that had an extra room, and I had lived in Seattle my whole life, moved away from there, and when I went back, I was like, wow, this really is depressing. Sold everything and moved to Puerto Rico.
And a bartender.
And then I'd been single for 5 years, and I met Mitch, and I had a one-way ticket here, and I was supposed to leave, but then I met Mitch. And now, darn it.
And are you a surfer, too? Do you surf?
No, not at all.
Not at all. So you kind of spectate. And I'm sure that he still gets out in the water, you know. But so you guys have your restaurant together. And
yes.
I obviously you cook. I hear you cook some good Mexican food. Is that what I was hearing?
My mother's Mexican, so yeah, I like to say it's good.
Well, that's awesome. That's good. So,
well, I like to say it's authentic.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we really want to have some different things. We're going to be doing some different things on his pizza. He's got lots of Italian recipes and whatnot, but it's funny, every time we go down to Hollywood or every time we've run into people like these people that we have our pizzeria with, we might be doing some Indian food also. And so, you know, like curry pizza and things like that. And I just think it's really good. And his crust is definitely one that you can put any kind of food on top of it. And so we've been pretty good with that. And we're definitely interested in coming to see you guys. And that would be fun for him to spend some pizzas down there. That's for sure.
The Indian food sounds amazing. Can't get that here. Mitch is like hollering at me to get the phone back. He obviously has something to say. I'm sorry. It's very nice talking with you.
So, in Puerto Rico, we have bad food. But
you have what kind
comes
of food?
Out is, we have horrible food here. I'm sorry.
Really?
I,
are we live on the radio?
And
yes, you are. and so,
Penny's laughing.
Why would you say that it's bad food? What is it that you don't like about
it? Well, the ingredients.
The best thing
in
Puerto Rico. I live in Asia.
It's called the ingredients.
Asia is very.
You have to have the ingredients in order to make the best pizza.
Exactly.
You have to have the great ingredients.
We're so East Coast, Nick. You're so
like
East Coast.
Chef,
right.
So Mark never
Mark
came back on. Mark never came back on, and
no,
we're gonna have to bring him back on. I think that would be a good thing.
You should. He's my dear friend. He's Nick's dear friend.
But you have to have Robin come on with her.
You have to. Oh shit! You have to have his wife has to come
Mitch.
On. She's a cook.
So how long have you had your restaurant? Now, that would be a good question. How long have you had it?
I moved here in 2001. I've had like 4 restaurants. Now I have a sub shop. I used to have a high-end restaurant. No big deal.
Current one we've had.
But the one
what,
we have for 5 years is my wife and I.
Uh-huh.
She does breakfast. She sells pork roll. Penny, you don't know what pork roll is, do you?
That was a question. I'm sorry. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
I'm sorry. You were saying you were sorry. So you had a high-end restaurant, and then you opened up a sub shop. And are you happy that you made that transition, or do you feel like you missed having the high-end restaurant?
My wife right now, and the cats are crying, and she's happy. And that's what matters. Life matters. But my wife, and Nick will like that. My wife sells pork roll at breakfast.
That's fantastic.
Do you know what pork roll is?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, Nick does, of course.
Forget about it.
Hey, forget about it.
Funny. He's so funny.
Of course I do.
Call my wife, honey.
Yo,
you have
a little cheese, a little egg, a little pork roll. Forget about it. You got a pork roll sandwich.
Pork roll, egg, and cheese, dude. It's not prep's pizza, but it's like glitterous. Pork roll, egg, and
that's
cheese.
Right. It's glitterous.
Uh-huh. I took my lady there. We went to Ocean City, Nick. I'm like, this is what it's about. It's a bad bun, but pork roll, egg, and cheese. Have a nice day.
And I don't like pork roll.
And my wife hates
and she doesn't. And she doesn't like it. That's funny. I love it.
Oh my god.
So we're gonna make a pizza here, Mitch. And unfortunately, we didn't get create a pizza with Questo on. But you and Nick are gonna create one. And so Nick, go ahead, create your pizza with Mitch.
Yeah, we only have some time left.
So.
Don't waste the pork roll.
4 minutes left. All right, bitch, ready? Are you ready? What kind of pizza are you going to create with Slody Pizza Guy?
I'm in. We're in.
We're in.
What do you mean?
What kind of pizza would you create with Slody Pizza Guy?
Maria told me like three orders already. Well, what do folks need on the West Coast?
What do they need?
Sorry.
They need things.
They need a lot of things.
The people on the West Coast.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Now you make me laugh so hard. I'm pissing. Hold on.
Maria, my wife is trying to match with you, Penny. She wants a Philly cheesesteak pizza.
Okay. You know, he makes yeah, that's awesome.
That's a cheesesteak with marinara sauce, onions, and just
mushrooms,
onions, and push it in your face. My wife is wonderful, but she's a little crazy. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely. So she loves the Philly cheesesteak. You know, he makes those all the time, and to have those on a pizza, that's like, oh my god, that's delicious.
Maria loves making fun of myself, of me. Maria loves making fun of me. But it's
oh really?
Like, heck yeah, she's smart.
If I was really making fun of him, I'd say throw some Frito-Lays on there.
Ay, ay, ay.
Frito-Lays. Oh, my God. Do you know that they actually do put, like, mac and cheese on top of pizza? It is amazing. I mean, I just cannot believe it.
It's awesome. I would never eat that. But she still makes fun of me with my sandwiches. Because we're from the East Coast. Penny, go to the East Coast. You'll love it. Ride a bike on the boardwalk. Hey, Nick, give her a bike.
I'm from the West Coast, and all I have to say is ranch dressing.
So what we're going to do is we have our, you know, we try to, in our nutritional stuff and what we're doing with our show, we're trying to, you know, bring people on and show the differences of the things they've gone through and how they've overcome different situations and how they've reinvented themselves. But the most important thing we find here in California is that, you know, the West Coast, is that people want they want to eat clean, and they want to be able to, you know, try some different ways of getting healthy. And, you know, I don't know how it is down in Puerto Rico. I just know that they really try to get us to, you know, create healthier food. And, you know, pizza sometimes gets a bad rap across the country, but, you know, I think that, you know, people don't realize that if it's made from scratch, like what Nick's pizza is, and they put enough good things in it, then they don't have to worry about, you know, the health issues. So we're going to actually create a pizza. We're going to try to get it into the schools, and we're going to try to, you know, make the community realize that our pizza is different than other pizzas and try to create franchises that make this pizza. And we're, you know, we're trying really hard to, you know, take the stepping stones and do that, and reach out to old friends and new friends and go from there. But anyways, we're about ready to close out our show.
You're going to have to go gluten-free.
We're about ready to close out our show, and
we're going to say have a great week.
Yeah, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thanks for being on Forget About Show with Nick, somebody,
Penny,
Scott, and my lovely.
Penny, can you listen to me?
Yes.
Give us a second or two before we close out.
All right. Thank you for being on the show. We have Penny on basketball on the West Coast, and we have
Nick.
It was a pleasure talking with you. Have a nice.
But, Nick, can I talk to you?
Yes.
Make that lady a good cheese. A real one.
Hello.
Connect with her. Make Penny a cheesesteak. Or a pizza. I mean, you've done that before, but make her a cheesesteak. East Coast is good. I love you, Dad.
All right, my man. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed our show. If you like us, email us or repost our show. Saying goodbye from celebrity pizza guy Nicholas Rubin and fashion wellness coach Penny Latham. We'll see you next week on The Forget About It Show.